Hey guys, I just wanted to put an ad in this episode. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. One, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And I've tried it, and it's really easy to do. It's not as complicated or as difficult as you would think it would be. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Download the free Anchor app or go to your anchor.fm to get started. Hi guys, we welcome you back to the next episode of the Door Shores Podcast, Season 1, Episode 2. For those of you that listened to the last episode, we thank you guys for listening. We thank you guys for joining in once again. And we welcome all the new people that are tuning in for the first time. Today we are going to be talking about fear, anxiety, worry, things that we deal with on an everyday basis, and how to deal with those fears, with those anxieties, with those concerns. I hope you enjoy. Here are two questions for you today. What do you fear, and why do you think that fear makes you fearful? I want to talk about fear today. One, because we all deal with some anxiety, fear, or even worry at one point in our lives. The second reason is that I can relate to fear. There have been many times in my life when I have feared something. Some of those fears were growing up, going to the doctors, and being wheeled into the operating room for my next surgery was probably one of my biggest fears that I dealt with in my young life. I would wonder what was going to happen during this surgery. Will I make it? Will everything come out okay? Regardless of what that was, I was fearful of it. Though the reality was that I had to face that fear in my life. I had to put my trust in God and realize that He was going to give me a peace, His peace, which would take away that fear in my life. Because I had to realize that He was going to be there with me in those situations. He would be with me in the operating room. He would be with me in the recovery room. He will be with me in the healing process of my operations. Here is a statistic that I read from the book The Fearless Life by Benjamin Franklin. Only 8% of the things you worry about are even likely to happen. Most worry and fear are really much ado about nothing. We will all have to face our fears. Though they can know, most of the time, the outcome of that fear will not become a reality. A As you can see, out of the 92% of the fears that we deal with, whether that be health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, wondering what will we do with our lives, will never come to fruition. The reality is that we all deal with fear at some point in our lives, including myself. When I deal with fear in my life, the first person I should talk to is God. That doesn't mean I do, and tell him what I am fearful of or worried about. I also know what the Bible says about fear and how we need to deal with fear from a biblical perspective. The most important thing that we need to do when we are worried or fearful is to trust in God. Did you know that there are over 500 times that the word fear is mentioned in the Bible? But not only that, there are also 365 times where it says, "Fear not." For every day of the year that we are alive, there is a verse that says, "Fear not." I think that means something about what God is trying to tell us. And I believe that for each of the 365 days of the year, God is trying to say to us, "Fear not." Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus is yours." In other words, we have to have peace. We need to not to worry about what we are dealing with in our lives, and that we can go to God by prayer and petition, and that He will take our request. He will know what we are asking for. He will know what we are worried about and what we are concerned about in our lives, and that He will give us a peace which will be, which will come about in our hearts. Throughout my life, I was concerned about how long I would live, because the doctors said I would only survive until I was 18. At times in my life, I was fearful of what other people thought about me. Would they like me? How would they treat me? Will I make friends because of the way that I looked? Because when I was younger, I would be afraid of rejection. I would be afraid of how people would see me and how people would view me. Would people allow me to be their friends and would allow me to be a part of that group that I wanted to be a part of because of my disability? Though I had to realize that I was a child of God and was His masterpiece, that regardless of what was happening in my life, He was going to take care of me, bring me through the issues and the fears that I was facing. Some of the greatest fears that we face today could be your marriage failing, never finding that right man or woman to marry, fear of losing that job, because if you lost that job, it's going to affect your finances, the stock market crashing, the rent or the mortgage on the house keep going up, you just finished college and you can't find that job you want, Here's something else. You have gotten a bad report from the doctor. Did you know that 75 to 90% of the visits that people make to their primary care doctor are stress related? Here's some of the most common phobias that we deal with in the U.S. Some of these are claustrophobia, arachnophobia, which is the fear of flying. There's fears of spiders driving a car. Fear of vomiting. The reality is we all deal with anxiety. It could be fear of failure, fear of falling, fear of not making it in this life, fear of making the same mistakes that we once did in our past. Here's another quote from The Fearless Life by Benjamin Franklin. Did you know that there are over 2,000 fears or phobias that have been identified in human experience? Yet according to psychologists, human beings are born with just two basic fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. All of the fears have to be learned. That means you were not born with a fear of failure. You learn to be afraid of failing because of what you have experienced in life. Failure was not God's intention for mankind. Fear entered the human race because of sin. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of sound mind." We need to realize that God loves us, that God wants us to have peace. The biggest fear that I have had to face in my life was the fear of rejection because of how people treated me and how people looked at me. I know I mentioned that before, but I bring it up again because that's one of the biggest fears that I had to face in my life. And that still plays a part in my life. When I would have a crush on a girl, or when I was interested in a particular girl, there were times in my life when I would be afraid to ask them out. Why? Because I was afraid and fearful of being rejected when I would ask them out. The way that we need to deal with the fear of rejection or any fear to realize, first and foremost, that God loves us, that God takes care of us, that God wants us to help us to overcome the fear of anxiety, the fear of worry, especially when we have a relationship with Him. Here's something that a friend of mine said to me when I mentioned that I was going to be talking about fear and how to overcome fears in our lives. She said that having a strong faith feels easy when things are going well, but when the real trial comes that tests your faith, here's the question for you today. Do you let it overcome you, or do you remember who you belong to? We must not forget who we belong to, that we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we are loved, that Jesus cares for us regardless of what we are going through or dealing with in our lives. When dealing with something in my life, irrespective of what it is, I remember to go back to God and ask Him for help. And I need to keep Him first in my life. as we get ready to end here, I want to leave with you a few more Bible verses about fear and about worry and how we deal with those fears and with those worries. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go." Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." Does that mean we'll never fear? No. We will always have fear and deal with fear in our lives. Why? Because we are sinful people and we deal with sin in our lives. And we all have that human nature to fear and to deal with fear in our lives. And that's why we have to ask God to take away that fear and to take away that worry in our lives and to give us that peace and to give us that love that He has for us. And that will help at times in our lives to take away that fear and to take away those worries that we deal with. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Dorsures podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you guys received something out of it and that you are going to be able to take something away from it and that you're going to be able to use it the next time that you are facing fear, anxiety, worry, or maybe now you are facing fear, anxiety, and worry, and that you are able to take something away from it and realize that God will give you peace, that He will help you to deal with that anxiety, to deal with that concern, to deal with that worry that you are facing today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let me know. Leave a comment, leave a review, and also if you feel led, you can also donate to this podcast to keep this podcast going. Thank you very much. Have a great day. And see you next time in the next episode of Dorsures Podcast. God bless.